All right.
Even though
I'm in that horrible place.
I'm in that horrible place.
Where I know.
A lot of the pain.
A lot of the suffering.
A lot of the chaos.
A lot of the negativity.
I'm just making up myself.
All the ways.
I don't know how to let go.
I'm still kind of believing.
That if it's a thought,
it's real.
It's not true.
I really do not
have to believe
every thought I have.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I don't know where they come from,
but I'm believing they're true.
I'd like to let go
of this belief.
Because the truth is,
I believe a lot of things
that don't go together.
Sometimes I'm happy
and silly
and grateful
and delighted.
And then if I'm in a different mood,
the same thing
that delighted me
can irritate me.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I could?
No.
It's not the thought.
It's not the belief.
It's not the habit.
It's not the habit.
It is.
Just one more opportunity.
To be in choice.
All the thoughts I've had.
They seem so real.
I want to defend them.
No, I don't.
I want to get rid of them.
No, I don't.
They're mine.
I'm very attached
to all my craziness.
All the ways.
The human paradigm
has been
to explore
darkness.
Suffering.
And it's the perfect planet.
The perfect species.
To explore darkness.
And I'd like to imagine
that I could
truly align
to feeling
complete.
What if?
I want to play what if.
What if?
I was no longer needing.
I was no longer required.
I was no longer attached.
To exploring darkness.
I could.
Start to embody.
Light.
More consistently.
All the ways.
I don't think that's possible.
I know how to suffer.
I can be all alone and suffer.
I can think thoughts
that are brutal,
that are mean,
that are painful,
that are sad,
that are devastating.
Anywhere.
Anytime.
I don't even need props.
Although Christmas is a good prop.
Decorations.
Gifts.
Money.
People.
Food.
Parties.
There's a lot of props in December.
All the sad commercials.
Marketing.
Taxes.
Just around the corner.
December.
The month of props.
And I want to choose
to stay conscious
so that
instead of
going along for the ride,
I create peace.
Internal peace.
Nuh-uh.
I don't know how to do mental peace.
Surely there's a pill for that.
All the tapping in the world
won't get my mind
quiet
permanently.
I want to see this differently.
I want to see the entire game differently.
I'm not here to suffer
and surrender to suffering.
I'm here
to delight
in the ability
to choose my thoughts
over
and over
and over again
until I align
with light,
with love,
with gratitude,
with peace,
even when
I'll look like a crazy person. Who's peaceful in December? That's just not normal. Who would like me? Who would be okay with me? I want to see.
I want to play.
I want to play.
Privately.
Personally.
Personally,
with inner peace.
With inner peace.
I don't have to preach it.
I don't have to convince anyone.
I don't have to judge anybody else.
Against it.
I just want to be in choice
of my thoughts.
I want to notice all the thoughts.
I don't have to say where they came from.
I don't have to blame my mother.
My father,
my brothers,
our government,
the stores,
all the commercialism.
I don't have to blame anybody.
I can just look at my thoughts
and say,
how would I rather feel?
And what thought would go with that?
I want to choose that thought.
And then I want to choose another.
And I want to get so good
at choosing thoughts
that I can feel
love
for all the crazy people
that I'm tied to
through blood.
And I want more than that.
I want to get so good
at choosing my own thoughts
that I feel
an inner peace
that motivates me
to see the world
differently.
I've already explored darkness.
I've already done a lot of research.
I know all my history.
I know who I have blamed.
I know what I wish I would have had.
I know how I want everything to be different.
And for just this month,
I want to take a break.
I want to do it differently.
I want to do the rest of December
differently.
And the only place
I can really play
is in my mind.
I can't change anyone else.
Not the culture.
Not the public.
Not my birth family.
Not my friends.
I can't change anything.
Except
in my own head.
And wouldn't it be delightful
if this tapping,
this ridiculous tapping,
this goofy looking tapping,
could allow enough space
so that I could
play more powerfully
with consciousness,
which is simply
choice
in who I am,
in the knowing
of what I am
and how I serve.
And here I am,
ready to serve
through inner peace,
through love,
through consciousness.
Nuh-uh.
That's too hard.
I'd rather overeat,
drink a lot,
get fat,
and complain.
Because I'm really practiced.
I'm really good at that.
I know how to feel bad
for everybody.
I know how to feel bad.
And I'm holding a belief
that is just plain wrong
to be too happy,
too conscious,
too much in choice.
And wouldn't it be nice
if I could just try it differently,
just for the rest of the month?
If I don't like inner peace,
if I don't like feeling better,
I know what to think.
I have lots of practice.
All the ways
I've been
seduced
by my thoughts.
I'm really ready to let that pattern go.
All the ways
I've felt judged
by other people's thoughts.
I'm really ready
to take a break from that.
All the ways
I'm convinced
I know what others are thinking.
I really want to let that go.
I really want to let that go. I want to bring all my focus and my attention
to my heart.
Who could I be? For the next 3 weeks, in the most loaded, challenging month of the year?
I don't know.
But I'd like to find out. I give myself permission to play a much bigger game. I give myself permission to play outrageously in my own mind. Okay, big breath.